In this lesson, we are concerned with authority. And when speaking of this, we must understand that Jesus has all authority. In Matthew 28 and verse 18, Jesus said, "All authority hath been given unto me in heaven and on earth." Further, all that we do must be based upon a thus saith the Lord. To the Christians in Colossae, Paul wrote, "And whatsoever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him." Colossians 3 and verse 17. What does it mean to do something in the name of the Lord Jesus? To do something in the name of the Lord Jesus is to do it by his authority. Now, some have thought that this phrase means to do something simply representing the person named. However, when Peter and John were brought before the council in Acts, the fourth chapter, they were asked, "By what power or by what name have you done this?" Verse 7. In this verse, the word power means authority, as it does in Matthew 28 and verse 18. And so they were asking, "By what authority or by what name have you done this?" In other words, they were asking, "By whose authority have you done this thing?" Now, Peter's response to the question is found in verse 10. "He healed the impotent man by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth." In other words, he performed the miracles by the authority of Christ. Thus, to do something in the name of Jesus Christ is to do it by his authority. Today, the authority of Christ is found within the New Testament. In your private studies, sometime look at Hebrews chapter 9, verses 15 to 17. In fact, that authority is solely found in the New Testament. In other words, it is not found in any other source other than the New Testament. Notice the words of Paul in Galatians chapter 1, verses 8 and 9. Paul wrote, "But though we, or an angel from heaven, preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached to you, let him be accursed. As we have said before, so say I now again. If any man preach any other gospel unto you than that ye have received, let him be accursed." Paul makes it absolutely clear. If a person comes to us claiming inspiration and authority and teaches something that is not found within the New Testament, we are to consider him accursed, even if that person was an angel from heaven. Not only is the Bible the only source of religious authority, it is the complete source of religious authority. Paul wrote in 2 Timothy 3, verses 16 and 17, "All scripture given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect." Now notice, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. And thus, as the only and complete authoritative source, the Scriptures are all-sufficient because within them God has given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness, 2 Peter chapter 1 and verse 3. Let us then rely upon that source and to turn to that source for our religious authority.